Keses HaSofer, Simen Gimel, Seif Aleph. In Simen Gimel, we're talking about the Diyoy and the Sirtut and the Kulmus and the Halacha that one needs to write with his right hand. There are seven Seifim. Seif Aleph. Halacha L'moshe Misinai She'en Kosvin Sefer Torah Tefillin U'Mezuzos Ela B'Diyoy. There is a Halacha L'moshe Misinai that Stam has to be written with Diyoy. How does one create Diyoy? In the following fashion. Mekabsin Oshan, one collects Oshan. Oshan is carbon that's created. In other words, when one lights a fire, so you see on top of the area where the fire is, it becomes black on the wall or on the ceiling. That's Oshan. So Mekabsin Oshan Shel Shmanim, one collects the Oshan that's created by burning oils, Oishal Zephes, by burning tar, Oishal Shaiva, or wax, one collects the black, the carbon. And then he mixes it together with sap from a tree. And a little bit of honey. And you beat it together. You flatten it out. Until you create like a cracker type of a shape. You dry it out. Now, so you have a dry chunk of diyoy, the koydim haksiva, and before writing, shayreyo b'me'afotzim, you take this dry chunk of diyoy, this block of diyoy, and you soak it in me'afotzim. Afotzim are what's known as gall nuts, which grow on a tree, and it's like the shape of a marble. So you take these afotzim, you put them into water, and you create a brownish, it looks like tea, type of a liquid. So you take this chunk of diyoy that you have, this block of diyoy, you soak it in the afotzim, and then you can write with that. That's going to be black ink. And the mile of that ink is, should you need to make an erasure, it will erase. That's the diyoy that lechatchila, it's the best type of diyoy, the most mahudu type of diyoy for stam. But if you write, say, for Torah, Tefillin, or Mezuzos, B'mei Afotzim, B'kan Kantoim, instead of taking the previous combination of carbon, which is Oshon, and mixing it together with sap of a tree and honey and flattening it out and then soaking it in Afotzim, instead of doing that, you take Mei Afotzim, you take this gallnut liquid, B'kan Kantoim, and you mix it with Kan Kantoim. Kan Kantoim is a powder that's created from a rock, a mineral. And when you put the me'afotzim together with the kankantim, it creates a chemical reaction and it turns black. So that ink, shehu oimed, that ink, it is oimed, it stays forever, ve'enai nimchak, it does not erase. So that's also ksherin. So again, the most mahodah type of diyoy is the first type of diyoy. The second type of diyoy that's made from me'afotzim and kankantim is also kosher. V'chein noyegim ata l'asis esad diyoy afilu l'chatchila me'afotzim v'kumus v'kankantim. And today, taka, we make the second type of diyoy, which is a mixture of me'afotzim, this gallnut liquid, v'kumus, which is a gumi v'kankantim. So we said the me'afotzim and the kankantim create a chemical reaction that turns it black. The kumus, the gumi, that gives it texture, makes it thicker. So it's okay to use this second type of ink, which we use today, so long as it retains its black color, or that it is black. One has to make sure it's totally black. So if you can use either type of diyoy, the first type or the second type, then what's the grace halacha l'moshe misinai that you have to use diyoy? Apparently there's different types. The teretz is, l'mayet shar minei tzivoinim. The halacha l'moshe misinai that you have to use diyoy, the point is that it has to be black. So, and not other colors, kagoyin ha'odim, like red, v'hayorek, or green, u'kayoyitze behem, or other colors. V'mkosev afilu ois achas b'shar minei tzivoinim, should you write stam with any other color, oi b'zohav, or with gold? Gold is not a color, it's an element, right? So if you write with any other color or with gold, harei elu psulim, so that's going to be posel. V'chein aser lichtev shum shem, and it's also to write any word, mitanach, shaloi b'dyoy. V'yesh aymerim d'loi b'inon d'yoy, rak b'sefer Torah. There are others that hold that you only need diyah in a sefer Torah, but there's no such din by Tanakh. Says the Lishkas HaSefer, or rather not by Nach. Says the Lishkas HaSefer, Sifkotin Aleph. Mekabtzim Oshon, one gathers carbon. Ken Kosev HaRambam, this is what the Rambam says, V'shar Poiskim, D'lechatchila B'inan Diyoy HaNimchak. D'lechatchila, we need this first type of Diyoy, which is easily erasable. V'ani Toma, Tzapela, Madu Alay Nogu, Ata HaSefer, B'Diyoy Kazu. As the Kesis pointed out above, we all use the second type of diyoy, so it's a pele. He says, why don't we use the first type of diyoy? V'ani ba'atzmi nisisi v'asisi ha'isa. I tried it out, and I was able to do it. Lokachti kinrus, right, which is the oshon that we described above, the carbon. V'gabalti oisai heitev imma'at mayim udvash. I mixed it together with water and honey. Gam k'tzas gumi nasati b'saycha. V'asisi oisai rekikin. I created these blacks, v'nisyavshu heitev, and it dried out well. V'yachar kach ani shoyra afotzim b'mayim, v'gam kein im k'tzaz gumi, v'koydim aksiva ani shoyra aserikikim b'may afotzim, just like he described above. V'hi diyo yofim ha'oydin, it's very nice. Ach zois lodas ki ha'kinrois b'tivoy kosher she'yigbol im mayim karim. But you should just know that to mix the carbon together with cold water is very difficult. It doesn't mix well. V'tzirichin laritz olav mayim roislim. So you have to do it with boiling water. If you do it with boiling water, it mixes together much better. B'mesechta Shabbos daf yudches amid aleph. Taisus divrei amaskel avol diyoy. Hikshu, Taisus over there asks, d'lekamon boi shemen zayis yofel legabel. Taisus asks later, that the Gemara asks later on, if shemen zayis mixes well. Al machazin on the shayich gibel. In other words, mevur from Taisus over there, because the Gemara later in Shabbos over there is talking about diyoy. So it's mevur, if you look in Taisus and you look in the Gemara over there, later on, that Taisus is making a hanocha that diyoy is liquid and not dry. How does Taisus have a kasha basing himself on the fact that diyoy is liquid? According to what we saw a moment ago in the Rambam, Maisa HaDiyoy, and it's not liquid. It's a salad. It's a black. The gamma taisus ba'atzman kasvila. Come on, daf chav gimel. And if you look in taisus chav gimel and Shabbos over there, taisus himself says the kol diyoy shebi gemara haya yavish. So taisus on yudches a pele. How can he make a hanacha that diyoy is liquid? V'imkein nira bechush ki b'tchilas asiyas hadiyoy rekikin shaper shayich gibel. So the kesis says that in the beginning, the diyoy is liquid. Before you make it into a salad, it's liquid. Umizeh mayri lekamon, and that's what the Gemara is talking about later on. K'may shapirish Rashi sham, if you look in Rashi over there, attack on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, that Rashi says lehedya, that first it's liquid, and then it turns into a salad. Aval hocha mayri shesheres hadiyoy hayovish b'mayim, but over here we're talking where you have what is already salad, ubezeh amrinan delav bar gibulhu, that obviously something that's already salad is not going to be a bar gibel. V'tzarechi en godel al hataisis. Hataisis is very shver. Shuver, you see. Subsequently, I saw ki la hataisis lekasha. The af shegam heimakos v'dad yesha b'zman ha'gemara hoye yavesh. Mikol makim yesh leimer the sphere lo'o. The taisis must have held ki lo'y al yedei gibel nasa. Taisis must have held that even in the initial stages, it's not made al yedei gibel. Elok ma'ishakosav ha'mordchai. The diyoy is made differently. How do you make diyoy according to the mordchai? So he explains in Perek Beis de Gittin, she'shoyre klipois b'mayim. You take the bark of a tree and you soak it in water. V'yotza halachluchis, and the moisture of the bark goes into the mayim, into the water. And then v'sholken oisa, you cook it. Heitev ad shenasa av, until it becomes thick. Like soup, you cook it until it becomes thick. The more it cooks, the more steam is released, and memela, the thicker the mixture becomes. V'yachar kach nikroshim ha'mayim, until the water becomes congealed, u'misyavshim v'nasa diyoy, and then you dry it out, and you have a black, and it becomes diyoy, ad kan l'shaynei. Mikol makim, whatever the case may be, l'shitas ha'rambam, kushias ha'taisis miturezes. Either which way, Taisus' kasha doesn't really start, l'fi the Rambam, because according to the Rambam, we're talking about a salad. We're not talking about a liquid. Says the Kesis in Sif Beis. Afilu kosav mitchila b'diyoy shachar. Even if one wrote with black ink, v'yachar zman niskalkel hadiyoy v'nasa adayim, you'd look at a parasha written 50-100 years ago, right? And now you see that it's red, nami posel. Even though when it was written, it's black. Hazay zok de b'nei yoyna and the prima godim. V'tzarech lahashkiach al zeh b'ma'od. You have to be very careful. Ki shchiach tuva. It's very common that old diyoy becomes red. In the Mishnah Berurah, he brings a machlekes between the Chassam Sofer and the Prima Godim. But you see over here that the Kesis holds like the Prima Godim. Sif Gimel. Dioi ein tzrichen lasos oisa l'shmo. Dioi does not have to be made l'shmo. V'im nasim istam yenam. Now, so there's two stages here. Number one, does dioi have to be made l'shmo? The answer is no. Now, stage two. What if you have dioi, not only is it not made l'shmo, but it's even made from stam yenam? Mitzad adin ein by iser. Halachically, that's okay. Ach mikol mokim. Nevertheless, ledavar shebikdusha uksivas kama shemois, nachon lekadish atzmeinu b'muter lanu ulaharchik min akiyur min adoyme loy. It is appropriate to be moisif kedusha and not to use inappropriate things for stamps. Even though halachically it's permitted, if possible, the Kesa says to try and avoid it, and the makar for this is in the Tshuva's Dvar Shmuel. See if Dalit. Im Zorek Afres Zohav Al Ho'esius. If one tosses like a golden glitter onto the letters. Mavir Es Hazov. You can remove the glitter from on top of the letters. V'yishor Ksav HaTachtoin. And the Dioi. In other words, you have Dioi. And while the Dioi is still wet, you throw this glitter so it sticks to the letter. So you can just remove, you can peel off the gold glitter. And the black underneath it will remain the kosher, and it's going to be kosher. This is Halach and Shulchan Aruch and Simen Lam Beis Sif Gimel. Later on in Simen Ches Sif Kot Nyud Gimel, the Kesis will discuss the question of whether or not is it sad to passel it, which is the contention of the Melech HaShemayim. So stay tuned for Simen Ches Sif Kot Nyud Gimel, where he's going to talk about that. I feel a bit tefillin and mezuzahs, but lemaisa, the Kesis paskins that even in tefillin and mezuzahs, there's no problem of shalei kesidron, there's no problem of chak toiches. Aval imzorek es hazov al ois me'azkara, but if one throws this golden glitter on top of Hashem Hashem, ein lay takon, and there's nothing that can be done, lefisha aser lahavir es hazov, because it's aser to remove the gold, mishum dehavei, Kemoichik es Hashem, because it's like Mechikas Hashem. Why is it like Mechikas Hashem? So you could say one of two things. Either because maybe some of the black from underneath will come off with it, so it's like you're being Moichik the Shem, or more likely the Pshat is Kemoichik es Hashem, because the gold was part of the Shem, and now you're taking off the gold, so it's like you're being Moichik part of the Shem Hashem. Either which way, if the gold is on Hashem Hashem, it's aser to remove it. The heter is only by a regular ois. Says the Lishka, Si'if, cotton, beis. Lefisha aser lehavir es hazav. It's aser to remove the gold. Kaza beis yezav Hashem erivosh. Beis yezav says in the name of the erivosh, Simin Zayin. Im avar vegired es hazav v'kaza v'dioi kosher. Let's say you took off the gold and then I guess part of the letter disappeared, so you went and you wrote with dioi on that spot. So that's okay. Miu, b'kol haskaras ha-sefer, afilu b'dievet pasul. But if you're going to do this by all the shemus in the sefer, in other words, the guy put gold on all the shemus, so then afilu b'dievet pasul, mishum demech zikim menumer, because it's going to look menumer. Menumer means that the ksav looks different in different places. Menumer, miloshen nomer, like a leopard which is spatted. V'ra'isi, says the Lishka, Shehiksha b'sefer Yeshua's Yankiv. Dim Kain, Lama Kosav Shulchan Aruch, Stamim Zorak Zov, Al Oisius Mavir Hazov. Why does it say in Shulchan Aruch, just Stam, that if he threw gold on the letters, he can take off the Zohav? Dimashma Afim Zorak Al Reiv Oisius. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't make any distinction how many letters we're talking about. Gam Kain, even if it's a lot of letters, or even most of the letters, Mahani Greda.
According to the Rivash, it should be also Mishum Menumer.
Upshita de la inyan mesi kemenumer ein chiluk ben oisias Hashem ubein shar tevis. As the Yeshua's Yankov, obviously there's no nafkamina when it comes to the issue of menumer between Shemus and other words. It shouldn't make any difference at all. If it's menumer, it's menumer. If it's not menumer, it's not menumer. What does the issue have to do with Shemus? As I zok the Yeshua's Yaakov, hine gam b'sefer b'nei yoyna kosev b'pshitus, the gam b'shara oisiyas, im yitzdarech achakach lahavir kolmus im yasekein b'har b'oisiyas, mechzeik im enumer u'posel. B'nei yoyna also says there's nothing to do with Shemus. If you're going to have a lot of letters in a sefer Torah, or a mezuzah perhaps, that is not going to be, but over there the medubah sefer Torah, if you're going to have even most of the letters, even not from Shemus, that are going to be with Havaras Kolmus, it's going to be a problem of Menumer. Lefiani has died here at CC Loimer. I want to tie in Elefi Mashakos of Mogan of Rumba Simon Laman Gimel Siv Cotton Zion. Hatam de Poslu Chachamim Af Beshem Echad Lahavir Olov Bekolmus Lishma. That was the cases. Let's say a person forgot to be Mekadish, right? So the Gemara in Gittin Daf Chof Amid Aleph discusses a case where a person forgot to be Mekadish, and now he wants to be Mavir Olov Kolmus Lishma. So the Chachamim say you're not allowed to do that. Why not? Mishum de merzi ki menumer, because that shame is going to look menumer, because he wrote it once, forgetting to say lishma, and then he's going to be mavir kulma, so it's going to be menumer. The dioy in that spot will be more fresh than in the other spots. V'hainu l'maidu mishani Reb Acher ber Yaakov, v'hainu taima de chachamim, the reason why the chachamim, Reb Acher ber Yaakov contends that the reason why the chachamim say it's posel to be mavir kulmus even on one shame is because by a shame, mishum de ba'inon zekeli vanveyu. By a shame, there's a din of zekeli vanveyu. Mefarish ha-mogen avram, and the mogen avram explains, the hainu mishum de havi al kolponim menumer ksas. Because lemaisa, it's a little bit menumer. V'after b'teba acheres, v'adai lo yich baslon v'ki agavna. Even though by a different word, a non-shame Hashem, we wouldn't really care so much. Mikol mokem b'shem, einem min ha-mufchar d'be'inan zekeli vanveyo. By a shame, there would be a problem, because by a shame, there's a special din of zekeli vanveyo. Ayin ma'asa shekel, that he explains the Magen Avram, as he always does, very clearly and very nicely. Emkein, hayamokem loymar kemoykein gam l'Rabbi Yehuda. So if so, we could taina that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he says that when you forgot to be Mekadish Hashem, you could be Mavir Kulmus and Mekadshoi after Moida Ba'azkar is to call a Sefer Mishum Mechzi Kemenumer. Even though Rabbi Yehuda would be Moida, that if it's a lot of Shemais, it would be a problem of Mehoder, of Menumer. Hainu Dafka Ba'azkar is the Bekulu Moida the Be'inan Zekeli Manveyu. That's only if we're talking about Shemais. Because by Shema is the Be'inon Zekeli Vanveyu, there's a special din of Zekeli Vanveyu. Ve'inoy hodar she'yu kulam al kalponim k'tas menumer. And it's not appropriate for them to be even a little bit menumer, because there's a special din of Zekeli Vanveyu by Shema. It's havel b'shar teves, but by other words, efshir d'loy shayach menumer ba'avor asdiyoy. Maybe there's no problem of menumer by Havoras Dioy, Dula Yidmer, Begemara Menumer, Beshar Teves, Ella, Be'oisius, Atlius, Be'neshitin, Shinir, Yoiser, Menumer. That is what the Kesis wants to Taina. On the Chassam Sofer on the bottom, he has an interesting discussion, about where we do say the issue of Zekeli Vanveyu, where we don't say, regarding Esrig, Lulav, Shemais, Mila. Take a look in the Chassam Sofer, where he discusses that issue. Hein emes, continues the Lishka, ki b'rivosh mevur sham da'af b'shar teva shayach menumer. In the Rivosh, we see that it's not just by Shemus, like we were saying a moment ago. Rather, it's even by all words that there's a problem of menumer, b'avoras kolmus. Shekosav d'mishom hachi loyam rinam b'gemara b'dalet tu'uyos b'kol da'af shi'itaken b'greda v'yaser v'yichtay v'lagrad mishom da'avim menumer. There's Gemara in Menachos, on Chavtes Amud Beis, that talks about when you have four mistakes on an Amud that you're not allowed to fix it. So why you're not allowed to fix it? So the Rivosh learns the problem is Menumer. Aha! So Eibazah, you see that the problem of Menumer is not only by Shemus, it's by any type of mistake. Avolafi Tshuvas HaRashba Shehevi Shom, but according to the Rashba, to be emes gam bedalet tuuyas yachal atakan begreda, that even by four mistakes you're allowed to fix v'hadam rinam begemara yigonai zhainu ad sheyatakin. Again, the Gemara says that if you have four mistakes, you have to be goynes. Says the Rashba, nah, that just means you have to be goynes until you fix it. But the Rivosh learns, no, you can't fix it, because if you're going to fix it, it's going to be a menumer. So we have a machloikis the Rivash and the Rajba. According to the Rajba, you could fix it and it won't be Menumer. The Avaris Kolmas Vade ain't Menumer. So Stam Avaris Kolmas for sure is not Menumer. If erasing and fixing is not Menumer, for sure Avaris Kolmas, according to the Rajba, is not Menumer. Kamoy Kain Kamoy Ksiva Al Mokim Hagrad. Avada Avaris Kolmas is not going to be. Vade ain't a menumer kolkach. I'm sorry, it's not going to be so menumer like Siva al Makam Agrad. Afilu Baharbe Makamis, even if you're going to do it in many places. Vitzarachi and Lifi and Aizdaiti Ladina, and I don't know, says the Kesa, says the Lishka, how to paskin halacha lamaisa. Is it only a din in Shemus or not? Ki after Pasha the Sugya Mashma Vahokadasiri Vosh. The Bedalit Tuyas Vichseris Le Mahani Shom Tikkun Af Begreda. The Pashtis is like the Rivosh. That you can't fix it at all. Maybe because you're going to have to write small letters, you skip the words, you're going to have to squish. And that's the problem of Menumer. Maybe that's the issue. But maybe just the fact that it's written on a place that was erased and it's going to look funny. And Memela the halacha would be like the Rajba. So because he has this suffix, Memela he can't decide if we paskin like the Rivosh or if we paskin like the Rajba. Hayroisi, but says the Lishka, I want a taina als after loy shriach ata she yizraik afroizav alaksav. Even though nowadays it is not common for one to throw golden glitter on letters. Mikol makim nafgemina lemad shriach tuva. Something else is very common. Shekama teves kofsan mayan adyoi. Very common that you have dyoi that jumps right off of the cloth. But ifen shetzrichen lahavir aleim bekulmus and meila. You're going to have to do avaras kulmus. Ein achanami. The case of afrizov is not so common, but a case where the dyoi falls off and you want to be maver kulmus on an old sefer Torah is very common. So we would come into this machlokes. Is this going to be menumer or not? So according to the Rashba, it's no problem. According to the Rosh, the Rivosh lechayra, it would be a problem. We don't want to be machmir just because we have a suffix and cause geniza for a sefer Torah. B'makim she'ef shel ataknai uke'es tzarachian etzlis. I don't know, says the Kesis, what would be the din? Can you fix such a sefer Torah like the Rajba or not like the Rivosh? Shuvar isi mashakos of atashbitz. Subsequently, I saw what the Tashbitz says in Chelik Aleph Simon Kuf Chav Zayin, that over there the Tashbitz paskins not like the Rajba. So a mela comes out like the Rivosh, that it would be osir, and it would be a problem of menumer. B'chela gimel, simen kufta the gimel, what the Tashbitz says over there, that havaras dyoy al harbe tevis is menumer. So you see that the Tashbitz is machmir on this shayla, like the Rivosh, and not mekel, like the Rajba. Umasik shakosav sham b'inyin havaras dyoy al hashem, echtoy v'miritz hashem b'simen yudalaf sifkotten beis. The Tashbitz over there also, in Chela Gimel, Simen Kuvtza the Gimel, discusses Havaras Dioy on Shemus, and that we will deal with later in Simen Yud Aleph.